Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Are you a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business? Then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, mindset, and education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm excited to share with you all the tips and tricks I've learned along the way. So today, I'm sharing five things you can do right now, today, to get more inquiries. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfy, and let's dive in. Okay, friends, tip number one is to optimize your online presence. In today's digital age, having a strong online presence for you and your business is crucial. Start by taking a look at your website and making sure it's user-friendly and easy to navigate. You want your website to be visually appealing and showcase your absolute best work. And if you're trying to attract seniors, then seniors needs to be your primary focus on your website to capture their attention. Consider optimizing your website for search engines using relevant keywords that potential clients might be searching for. I know when I originally created my website, I didn't know a thing about SEO or that I should be using keywords. And so I just wrote copy that I thought would be good for someone to read. But you have to have a strategy behind that copy. It has to include keywords that someone might enter into Google so that your website is what pops up. And don't forget to include clear call to actions throughout your website, such as a contact form or a phone number, making it easy for potential clients to reach out to you. We can't assume that someone that visits our website will automatically know what to do. Spell it out for them so there's absolutely no question of how they can work with you. Tip number two is to utilize social media and use it strategically. Social media is a powerful tool for connecting with your target audience. We can't just scroll mindlessly through or post mindlessly and expect to get any return on investment. We have to identify the platforms where our potential clients spend their time, such as Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and we have to create engaging content tailored or speaking directly to the ideal client for those platforms. Share behind-the-scenes glimpses of your photo shoots. Showcase your expertise through educational posts. Tell people why you're different. Have to be your own hype person and tell people why they should hire you. And use relevant hashtags to expand your reach. And remember to engage with your audience by responding to comments and direct messages promptly. And I'll go a step further and say engage without waiting on them to engage with you. So yes, absolutely respond to comments, absolutely respond to direct messages, but don't wait on someone to comment or direct message you. You can do that as well. Building relationships is key, and being social on social is what it's there for. So now let's talk about tip number three, network, network, network. Collaborating with other professionals in your community is always a win-win situation. Reach out to local high schools, hair salons, prom dress boutiques, any other type of boutique, somewhere that a high school senior or a parent of a high school senior might frequent, and offer your services for their events or cross-promote one another. You could offer to capture senior photos for a school yearbook, or volunteer to take photos at an event, or even collaborate with hair salons or boutiques that cater to high school seniors. Building relationships like these will help to establish yourself as the go-to photographer within your community. Once you do this, you'll increase your chances of receiving referrals and generating more inquiries. And frankly, it's just going to help you get your name out there more. And in order to get clients, we've got to have people know who we are. Now, if you need more help with marketing to seniors and getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat, and make four figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. All right, friends, on to tip number four, which is to lean into the strength of testimonials and reviews. Positive reviews and testimonials from satisfied clients go a long way in building trust and credibility. Reach out to your past senior clients and parents of past senior clients and kindly request them to leave reviews on your website, social media pages, or popular review platforms like Google or Yelp. Consider offering an incentive such as a discount on future sessions or prints or products to encourage them to share their experiences. Even a Starbucks gift card just as a thank you for sharing about their experience will go a long way. These testimonials will act as social proof and help potential clients feel confident in choosing you as their senior photographer. Because while we need to be our own hype girl and tell people why they should hire us, it also helps to have others who have worked with us share why it's a good idea to hire us. Now, you can share these reviews in emails, social media posts, as a testimonial on your website. You want to make sure you share it often so people can see what others are saying about you. And on the flip side of getting a positive testimonial, it's always good to also learn from your experiences. And even if you get a negative one, take that and change up what you need to in order to give future clients the best possible experience. Now, last but not least, let's explore tip number five, which is harnessing the potential of email marketing. If you're a loyal listener, you've probably already heard the email marketing mini-series I did a few months back. And if you haven't had a chance to listen, make sure you do so after you finish this episode. I share so many tips and tricks to help you start and maintain a successful email marketing strategy. There's so much value in building an email list of interested seniors or parents. It allows you to stay in touch and nurture your potential clients or create returning clients. Consider offering a valuable incentive, such as a free guide on prepping for a senior photo session or what you need to know to enter your senior year, in exchange for their email address. Make sure it's catchy and grabs their attention so they'll give you their email address in exchange for this free guide. Once you have their contact info, send out regular newsletters or updates with helpful tips, exclusive offers, sneak peeks of your recent work, and more. You don't want people just sitting on an email list. You want to make sure that you are constantly in contact with them so that you're nurturing that relationship. By consistently providing value through email, you'll stay top of mind and increase the likelihood of receiving inquiries. Now, that was a quick five tips to help you get booked today. And you know what time it is at the end of an episode, Hallmark time. So when you're finished listening to this episode, I want you to pick one, just one of these five tips and start implementing it into your business today. If you want to go ahead and do all five, go for it. But if that feels overwhelming, just start small and try to incorporate one of these tips. A start is a start, no matter what size it is. Being consistent with these five tips will absolutely help you book more senior clients. So get started one by one on these tips and start booking clients today. All right, that's it for today, friends. I hope this episode inspired you to find new ways to grow your inquiries and bring in more clients. Thank you so much for listening to the Seniorology Podcast. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. If you have any questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. If you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the podcast. I'll see you back next week. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.